Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, look at that. It's Friday already. Happy weekend. It is 6:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah! Are you okay? You okay over there? Should I call an ambulance?
Man, a bambulance?
Yeah.
Call me a ba... That was a funny bit from way back in the day, wasn't it? All right, good morning. Welcome. We have made it. It is Friday. We're going to make it a great one. Gators taking on Texas A&M. So you've got that to look forward to Saturday night. And hey, they beat Texas. Why not? Right? Keep it rolling, Gators. Speaking of football, Giants beat the Eagles last night, 34-17. Scatabo. Yeah, there was a running back that was doing the Scatabo. Well, actually, that's his name. Cam Scatabo. And he can do like a backflip.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Oh, man, I'd hurt something.
Yeah. And just, he's not like built like a little gymnast.
That's what's amazing about it.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Some of your top stories, of course, you've got the Nobel Peace Prize that did not go to Donald Trump, and I know the big question is, so who is this broad that did get it? Huh? Who's this Maria Corina Machado? All right, she is somebody who is receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela, and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. Okay. All right, so she's had to deal with that Maduro guy who is an authoritarian, and you know, they don't believe that the election was legit.
Right.
But he's still in power. She fought against that. But here's the interesting thing, and I'm not trying to take anything away from her. I've never heard of her before. I'm just saying that apparently she's been in hiding because this Maduro really is a bad guy, right?
Likes
to get rid of his enemies.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of way, you know, authoritarianism. That's true authoritarianism when you kill your enemies.
So that's like legit making your enemies disappear. Well, he really does disappear people, as they say about Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so she's been in hiding for 14 months.
Oh.
So I'm thinking to myself, I go, well, I mean, appreciate the efforts you made, but those efforts ended, what, like a year ago, or at least for you to be physically present.
Right.
And Trump, with this huge peace deal, the only thing I can think is that, you know, the Nobel folks got together and that this was pretty much a done deal, even though the announcement didn't come out until 5 a.m. our time this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been weeks that this process obviously went on, and I think it was predetermined. But you have to kind of wonder, did they get together this week and go, Oh, my goodness. We've already picked somebody, and look what Trump's and his administration are pulling off.
I think that there maybe is not a great love for him within this body, is my guess, and that maybe it was an easy excuse, even faced with the truth that, yes, they should have quickly changed the award to award Donald Trump. I think they basically said, well, yeah, it's too late in the process.
Right.
And that's their out. And, you know, look.
This didn't happen until this week, even though the process has been going on for him.
So do we give them the benefit of the doubt, or do we just chalk this up as another, you know, body that, you know, is left of center that's never gonna embrace somebody like a Donald Trump?
You know, in this one, I'm almost, because of the timing, I think I'll give him a partial pass. Because I think they were already on the road, and at that point, do you change your mind the last couple of days? Maybe.
Now,
I don't know.
What, wasn't Obama a recipient of that, like, very shortly after he took office?
Once they heard his name, he won, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I don't know what he had done, but, yeah.
So, the Nobel Peace Prize. They had a chance to kind of gain, in my mind, some credibility here.
Yes. Yeah, you are right.
And, and I don't think they did. I think they blew it.
Yeah.
Hey, Letitia James, indicted.
Oh, man. She's something else. Maybe her and Comey ought to get together.
I was just going to say, she is the female black version of Comey with her level of arrogance.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's still out there acting like, oh, it's all him and his retribution stuff.
Yeah, that's all Trump was about, was retribution. In fact, it's just the opposite. She's the one who ran specifically because she was going to get Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a fact. A grand jury indicted New York Attorney General Letitia James on charges of fraud Thursday, roughly 2 weeks after the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. A source close to the matter confirmed the indictment. James was indicted Eastern District of Virginia on one count of mortgage fraud investigation. Said one person spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to publicly discuss the matter. Case has been kept under seal. So the exact evidence presented to the grand jury remains unknown. Neither Letitia James or her office have issued a comment on the indictment, though she previously denied any wrongdoing while asserting that an error was made when filling out a form related to the home purchase, but quickly rectified and didn't deceive the lender.
What about the other two homes that she made the same mistake on?
You know, paperwork is, you know, I mean,
or whatever it was,
you know, somehow she passed the bar.
Yeah.
Somehow she got to the position of New York Attorney General, but she didn't understand the legalese maybe that's contained within a mortgage application, perhaps.
Yeah, details.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody likes paperwork.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, computers, you know, are going to get rid of paper. That's the good thing. They're going to get rid of all those files and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we were told.
Paperless society.
Oh, yeah. It's all on the disks, a floppy disk somewhere.
It probably is. So CNN, of course, on the source, they had to talk about this case and Letitia James, of course. Let's see. The case Letitia James brought against Donald Trump indisputably was politically targeted. It backfired politically. It helped spur Donald Trump to the Republican nomination. It backfired legally. Just about a month ago, a New York Court of Appeals vacated most of the verdict. They threw out the dollar amount and made it down to zero. Does everybody know that?
I don't think so.
That huge $400 million award? Okay. However, this is an important point. The fact that Letitia James targeted Donald Trump civilly in no way vindicates or justifies Donald Trump now targeting Letitia James criminally. Huh.
Okay. Hey, once you want to play that game, you don't get to make up all the rules as you go along. It's going to come back on you if you go down that road.
Yeah. That's what, maybe that's part of Trump's role. He's a peacemaker.
Yeah.
And he's also, delivers some karma.
I like that.
Yeah. Karma. Here's your new Carmen Gia. Enjoy.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Oh, wait. That would be cool.
It would be. She ain't cool.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Just search for it on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Happy Friday.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Friday. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, big Jeep goings on this weekend in the Ocala area. Starting things off, actually, this morning, the event opens. And this evening at 4 p.m., they'll have Pink Night, Breast Cancer Awareness Show and Shine. This is all put on by the folks at the Ocala Jeep Club of Florida. And this is the longest-running three-day Jeep-exclusive event in the Southeast. Proceeds donated to local charities. So if you want to participate, have fun with that. I know Greg's got a Jeep. I've got a Jeep. And Greg was hanging out with the Jeepers last night. I guess they were talking about this event,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are going to be going. I mean, you know, Jeep clubs from all over the area will show up for this.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's a big deal. And you've been before, and it's, from what we understand, a little bigger and better than ever this year. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I might make a little visit and see what's happening there. But if you want more information, you just go to OcalaJeepClub.com and Jeeptoberfest. I saw one of the Jeeps that was at your get-together last night with the Gainesville Jeepers.
Oh, yeah?
Had a little skeleton on the front of it.
Oh, yeah.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
That looked kind of cool.
That's clever.
You going to do anything on yours at all?
I thought about that. You know, I haven't had it for a Halloween, just had it for Christmas.
You know,
so
I
did the lights on the tire last year.
I got like a bucket of super glue. Let's go to the pumpkin patch, get you a big old pumpkin and just paste it on the hood, you know?
That might be a little extreme.
Why? What do you mean? Pumpkin?
I love you a pumpkin.
Pastor Chris probably give it to us.
Oh, you would, yeah.
But the fastening it to the Jeep is
that's
where you
the,
might
yeah,
have
the
an
super
issue.
Gluing it on their part, yeah.
Yeah, that might not be...
That'd be a bit much.
Might not be recommended by the manufacturer. Mm-hmm. All right. Letitia James, the AG of New York, indicted for fraud. Do they have a great case against her? I mean, I don't know. I have to say that, you know, it looks politically motivated, and that's Trump payback time. But, hey...
She deserves it.
If you want to play that game,
she deserves it.
Don't throw punches and not expect one back in your face. So
I mean, literally, when you run for office, saying you're going to go after someone, and you haven't even had that position and had the opportunity to even look into to see, was there really a crime here? And then you have to go change laws, and you have to multiply.
Yeah.
What a farce that was. And I still have lib people that I know, oh, you know, all those 34 felonies. I'm like, no, that was a bookkeeping thing. Stop it.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
They can't let go.
Yeah, and look, part of it is just to make the person's life miserable.
Yes.
And so, Letitia James, you know, if you're gonna play that game, you know that how Trump is. You know, you draw first blood.
Yes.
You strike first. He hits back twice as hard, twice as long, and twice as punishing.
I mean, was he new to New York City, and you didn't know how
tough he was?
Yeah. Come on, really. Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
They've underestimated him going all the way back to 2015.
Absolutely.
Comedy Central host Jon Stewart ripped the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, just in case you weren't aware, guess what? The government is still shut down.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The Nobel Peace Prize talk kind of took it off the front burner.
Yeah.
The huge... a peace agreement, really, that preceded that in Israel and Hamas, and there's going to be a prisoner exchange and all that, and the hostages are going to be freed. That obviously is a huge story. That is a big story. And basically that kind of took the government shutdown pretty much off the front of the news burner for sure. But Jon Stewart brought it up and ripped Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for messaging a messaging fail about the Democrats' government shutdown. And, you know, he's left of center, but he took aim at old Chucky boy making a joke during this government crisis. He played a clip for his audience of Senator Amy Klobuchar sitting next to Schumer. In this clip, the senator was trying to explain the Democrats' position on health care and the shutdown and said Democrats are adamant that we must protect the health care of the American people. Stewart wished Schumer had stopped talking right there. If he'd stopped talking right there, it'd have been great. But you keep on talking. Schumer then went on in the clip and said, new data came out today from KFF, and that's not Kentucky French fries, KFF. What?
Okay.
Stewart's like, what?
Okay.
What? He said, who is that joke even for? Six-year-olds to watch C-SPAN? What the blank are you doing?
Wow.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer is a human flat tire. You just can't. You can't Kentucky fried French fry.
Oh, my.
Ugh. Look at Klobuchar. Poor Klobuchar, he said. Look, this is a face of someone who talked to their dad and said, please, don't do your Indian accent in the restaurant. That's all I'm asking.
It's a clown show.
Well, picking on Democrats is easy and fun, and it's funny.
Yeah.
And that's what these late-night hosts, many of them have been, they've been missing it.
Absolutely.
Because the material writes itself.
They actually could have been funny? Wow, there's a concept.
Yeah, the shutdown is going to impact people. It has been, and apparently it is impacting farmers. Congressman Ronnie Jackson commented on that. We'll get to that. We've got a lot more we're going to be talking about this morning on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:38. A lot of stuff going on.
It's
a big deal with the peace. The peace plan, the peace. Oh, wow. But President Trump did not get the Nobel Peace Prize. It went to a woman who's very active with trying to fight against Maduro in Venezuela. So she was the recipient of the award that was just announced at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Maria Corina Machado. They say she's one of the most extraordinary examples of civilian courage in Latin America in recent times. She's been key in unifying a unifying figure in political opposition to what was once deeply divided. This is going against the Maduro regime. So I don't know how far in advance they vote on these things. Obviously, I think if it had taken place at a later date, the Nobel Peace Prize, that there's no way they could have not given it to Donald Trump. But I guess, as they say, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when people do that? Unless you're the one that's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it is what it is. Like, really?
That doesn't help. Thank
Come
you.
On, Mr. Cliche. You could do better than that. Mr. Talk Show Host. Let's pick it up a little bit. All right. So in the Gainesville area in Alachua County, there's a lot of buffoonery, obviously, when it comes to leadership or lack thereof. But Citizens Field, that is a place that's off of Waldo Road, and that is where all the high schools in Alachua County, where they play football, Buchholz, Gainesville, Eastside High. And that stadium's been around for a while, and yeah, it's pretty beat up. And even going back to when my son played for Buchholz, gosh, 12 years ago, something like that, I know. He did mention that the field's in bad shape. There's like holes and things. That's all you need. Twisted ankles and everything else. So look, it could use a makeover, to say the least. And some say, look, you got to bulldoze it and just start over. And here's the thing, and this is always the thing. Everybody has so many pet projects going on, but they never consider really necessarily how they're going to pay for it. It's always, hey, this is our dream. This is what we want to do. Let's renovate this whole thing. Let's spend $84 million. $84 million. That's the price tag to do the kind of renovation they want to do. Now, it's not just for Citizens Field. This is for some of the surrounding stuff and surrounding buildings. It's a 34-acre site. But this is the interesting thing. The city owns Citizens Field.
Right.
Well, now they want to sell it to the Alachua County Public Schools.
But I thought they were going to do the whole renovate kind of thing.
Well, they were, and somehow this will free up money by selling it to do the rest of the rehab. But then that has the Alachua County Public Schools on the hook for redoing the stadium. And in fact, Harvey Ward said, look, the motion requires that they be finished building a new stadium here in time for the 2028 season. You know,
a new one?
Yeah.
It'll take that
they
long
want a
to
brand
build it,
Yeah, they want a brand new stadium ready to play by the fall, or, you know, very early fall of 2028. Okay. And but the question is always, so where are you going to get the money for this? Isn't the Alachua County school system, aren't they, I think they're in debt. I'm pretty sure. Mm. The city of Gainesville, they don't have any money. No. But that never stops them from trying to start these pet projects and pushing them through. So you have an $84 million price tag to do this renovation.
Wow.
How much do you think that Gainesville is kind of set aside for this project?
$37.50.
That's a little more than that. Okay. They have $18 million, apparently.
Okay.
They have
18 and 82. Okay, I'm no mathematician, but 18 something and 82 something.
Yeah,
they're not really close.
Yeah, 84 million. So, yeah, it'd be like, yeah, of course you like that $750,000 home. Of course you do. Yeah, I know you love it, honey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but guess what? We can't afford it.
So what do you do in that case?
You buy it anyway, or at least that's what they would do in Alachua County School Board and and Gainesville, the city.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, we'll figure it out. We'll extend something else for 40 years that, or, you know, is a revenue or a tax.
We'll raise your taxes some more.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
And look, I get it. That needs to be renovated.
Sure.
Okay. And they want to kind of revitalize and make that area nice and do some other projects that are related to that multi-purpose center. They want to put a pool in. Gosh, pools are expensive to build and very expensive to maintain.
Uh-huh.
So it's
and
not...
you do one big enough for a community to
yep.
come? Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So, well. Again, you know, you have a wish list, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But you also have to prioritize. And how do you pay for these things? They're not... Neither the city nor the Alachua County School Board's been fiscally responsible up until this point. So what makes you think all of a sudden they will be? But I just have a sneaking suspicion the way things go around here.
Yeah.
They'll do it. They'll do it anyway.
Wow.
We'll just sell the we'll sell the stadium, and that'll give us money to renovate the rest of the area. And then the School Board of Alachua County, they'll be on the hook to build a new stadium, but they'd have to proceed with it very quickly. And again, show me the money. Show me the money.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Stand by. Florida man story coming your way. Always witty. Makes you feel smarter than the average bear because these people are not smart. 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday.
Woo.
Weekend is here. Man, oh man. There's a lot of things going on this weekend, and we've been talking about some of them. One is the walk to end Alzheimer's. That's coming up this Saturday, and they're going to get together at the Trinity United Methodist Church on 53rd Avenue, and the event begins at 9 a.m. There's a little ceremony, but the walk actually will follow right behind that. And just go to alz.org for more information on that. Florida man, you need a Florida man story to lighten things up, don't
you?
Here
we go. Oh, you're right. It does make you feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how this turns into federal charges, but it does.
Ooh.
Listen, this Florida man, he allegedly stole $7,000 in scratch-off lottery tickets from a convenience store.
Okay.
$7,000.
Genius.
And returns to the same store hours later to try to redeem his loot. The same store that he stole the tickets from. Does he know there's more than one store that has lottery tickets?
And does he know that pretty much all of them have cameras?
He was in St. Petersburg. I mean, there's like Circle K's and other...
Oh, every block and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he could have went into.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Well, that one's just convenient for him, apparently, Bob.
Justin Farley, 43, not a kid. You think it'd be like a teenager.
Yeah.
43, pulled into a St. Pete Circle K on May 5th and opened multiple cabinets and took scratch-off lottery tickets before fleeing the scene in his gray Hyundai Elantra. According to probable cause affidavit reviewed by the Post, roughly 40 minutes later, Farley arrived at an area 7-Eleven to redeem the $7,000 worth of scratch-offs, according to the document filed in the in Florida. After an unsuccessful attempt, the bumbling thief returns to the same Circle K. And tried to get cash in on the 7 ticket books he had stolen from the store.
Oh.
His attempt once again failed. He then left and returned to the Circle K minutes later, only to come up empty a third time. Disparaged, Farley drove back to the 7-Eleven in a black mask, yellow shirt, and black Nikes, and pointed a replica Glock at the clerk, demanding a staffer open the cash register. he was going to get paid one way or another. He successfully made off with $120 from the register before escorting the clerk to the back of the store. And, oh, he snatched a pack of Newport cigarettes while he was there.
Oh, tobacco. Okay.
A slew of evidence, including his license plate, surveillance footage, and more, led the cops to pull him over on May 22nd, book him on commercial burglary, grand theft. After his arrest, Farley told the cops he needed money.
Well, apparently so.
Yeah. After he admitted he committed the Circle K and 7-Eleven robbery in a recorded interview with the cops. Unclear if he divulged his repeat visits to both locations. And anyway, he's in trouble.
Yeah, not too smart.
He steals $7,000 worth of lottery tickets and eventually comes back to the scene of the crime.
And he gets $120 and a pack of smokes.
Well, that's when he robbed it.
I'd say that was his big win.
I mean, if you got $7,000 worth of lottery tickets, how long would it take you to scratch off to come up with at least, I don't know, $120 in winnings?
Yeah, but obviously he tried. I mean, he was back in 40 minutes at the next store. You got to give him credit for effort.
He gets no credit.
No credit today.
Okay. He's a dumb crook.
Florida man.
Yep. The Democrat government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, as some are calling it, is hurting America's farmers as the party publicly is in denial doing so, in part, over health care for illegal immigrants. House Speaker Mike Johnson explained that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is simply looking for a way to invigorate the radical left contingent of his party. But part of the problem is this is actively sabotaging America's farmers, that from Congressman Ronnie Jackson. So more details on that. Of course, Trump's not happy about the shutdown continuing. So there's that. All right, my friends. A new hour is coming up, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.